It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about balancing priorities while in pursuit of the dream. And ladies and gentlemen, I gotta tell you, tonight is gonna be another great night right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We have a real treat in store for you. Tonight we got the Daniels. They're co-stars of Tamar and Vince. That's LaShawn Daniels and April Daniels. They both are coming on to join us right here on Hip Hop National Radio in this topic as we tear it apart, balancing your priorities while in pursuit of the dream. But as you know, we got to cover the show like we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together again collectively as a community. We ask that you cover every mind and every ear that is listening here at Hip Hop National with a common goal in this common place, that you bless them as they go forward on their quest in this business of music. Lord, you said in your word, Matthew 6:33, you said, "First seek ye the kingdom of heaven, and all things will be added unto you." Lord, I ask that you place your spirit on their heart as they seek this business diligently. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. As I said, we'll be talking about balancing your priorities while in pursuit of the dream. And here are just a few of the bullet points we intend to cover tonight. We're going to be talking about keeping a to-do list, setting goals, scheduling those goals, managing distraction, procrastination, and finally, taking a break. And speaking of taking a break, we have a treat for you. Coming up after the break, Lady Di will be returning with her up and close personal interview live with the Daniels, the co-stars of Tamar and Vince. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO,
that's K-A-Y-O,
visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf,
a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip-hop National
Radio. This is your hostess with the mostest, the lovely Lady Di. Always alongside Poetic. That's right, our producer extraordinaire. And we are live with LaShawn and April Daniels. You know them as the co-stars of Tamar and Vince. That's right, Tamar Braxton, you know who she is, and Vince Herbert, her husband. I tell you, LaShawn is a heavy hitter in the industry. He is very well known for his songwriting for Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Destiny Child, Jennifer Lopez, and I mean his list goes on and on. Well, his wife, April, is no lightweight herself. She is a very well-known hairstylist and also an up-and-coming clothing designer. They have two boys, Omar, who's 16, and Jet, who is 6, and we are so delighted to have them with us tonight as we get ready to get down and dirty with their interview. So welcome to the show, and please state your name so that we can capture it correctly.
Yes, I am April Daniels. I am a co-star of the Vince and Tamar Show.
And I am LaShawn Daniels, co-star on Vince and Tamar Show, as well as songwriter, producer.
Well, I am, again, glad to have you. My name is Lady Di. This is Poetic, who is our producer and also the founder of Hip Hop National Radio. Just a little bit about us. Hip Hop National website alone has about 750,000 followers that have come on and kind of hit it since its inception. And we are on Blog Talk. Our show is, we air Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock Pacific time and then 7 Central, 8 on the East Coast. And we normally have different celebrity guests. We talk about everything that's happening in the industry from artistry all the way over to politics. And so it makes for a great platform. And, again, we're delighted to have you familiar
Thanks
with the
me.
Show. And I think you guys are awesome. You guys just
Thank
really,
you.
You guys portray a positive African-American couple, which is hard to find when we look at reality TV today. And so I just want to commend you on the positiveness that you bring to the show and also, again, the role model that you kind of, whether you were you know, going for that or not, that you've become, because people really look to you to kind of replicate what African-American relationships should look like. And so,
right.
you know, I have to ask as a fan, I'll start with you, April. You know, is it always that way between you and LaShawn?
Absolutely not.
do share, because you guys have such amazing chemistry on camera.
Thank you. But, you know, initially for my husband and I, it was really rough, you know, trying to find our rhythm between the two of us when we first got married. So we completely identify what Tamar and Vince go through. And I know some people say, oh, it's hard to believe you guys used to argue like that or, you know, but everybody goes through it. It's just that you're getting the opportunity to see them go through it on TV. But the chemistry between me and my husband, we still go through it, but we've mastered keeping it respectful, keeping it, you know, not so crazy that it's hard to come back from it. You know, we fall short sometimes, and it takes us a little bit longer to get back to that, okay, that here's our common ground. But at the, in the long run, we are just like every other couple out there. We just have mastered, you know, a better way in communicating with each other. We're 12 years in our relationship, so you know, it takes time. It's not something that you just get overnight. And the crazy thing to me is that, you know, marriage to all of us is like the white picket fence. Everything's beautiful. Everything's great. There's no arguments. There's no disagreements. But that's all bull. You're going to go through it, but you just have to figure out, you know, what works best for you guys. Because at the end of the day, there is no divorce. There is no walking out. There is no I'm done. You have to figure out how to work through this to get back to, you know, that common ground.
Wow, that is awesome. I am so happy to hear that because I do think that a lot of times what we see on camera, people get caught up in that, and then they do think that it's like this perfect relationship, and
Absolutely.
I'm glad that you're being so open and honest because it still gives us hope that, you know, if you can endure the tests and the trials that come before you, and I always hear you guys referencing God, and you can keep God first, then it makes us feel as though we have an opportunity to get it right. And so I have to then bounce to you, LaShawn. because you are hilarious to me. I mean, seeing you on camera, you always have this joy about you, and I have to wonder, is that your real personality? Because you're kind of like the one who keeps the humor in it all, and I love that about your character and who you represent. So can you speak to that to us?
Absolutely. I believe that, you know, your personality has to go before you. And my father was a pastor. He passed away some years ago, but he was the general bishop over our entire church association. So I had to watch him, you know, with the one-on-ones, with the different members, with the different pastors, and everybody just loved him. And I really think that's a part of my personality. My father is a great part of my personality because I just learned that, first off, you got to have fun in what you're doing. Day to day, there's no need to wake up with a thorn in your behind. You know what I mean? Thank God you woke up. You can start right there. You know what I mean? And I just count it a privilege to be able to take every situation and try and make a brighter side of it. I find that humor in any situation is a great icebreaker. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with somebody who's a bit uptight, or if you're dealing with a situation that's a bit uptight, you know, if you can find the window of opportunity just to make somebody laugh, the whole mood is lifted. And that's how I try to be, because God knows there's so many things going on in the world today. And if you harp on that stuff, you will be a sad Susie, and ain't nobody got time for that.
I love it. Well, I have to ask, because, you know, the other thing that we see is that you all bring a certain balance to Tamar and Vince. And I, you know, just looking from the outside, looking in, to me, it seems like their love is genuinely authentic between the two of them. And like you said, I think that trying to find the balance while you're trying to be successful and in pursuit of your dream, how have you all found steps and ways to really balance the priorities while you're pursuing your dreams? Because I know about studio. I know about, you know, the crazy hours that happen, and when you get into your zone, sometimes you may not come out until the sunlight comes up. April, how have you been able to manage that and kind of deal with it and find the balance in supporting LaShawn and everything that he's doing with his dream?
Well, I think for the most part, you know, if he wins, we win, you know. So it's very easy to support his position, you know, and what he has to do, the coming, the going, the long hours, the missing holidays, the missing, you know, the different things in our lives. So I knew what I was getting when I signed up for it. So for me, it's a little different. I understood the industry. So, you know, I was able to adapt to the lifestyle. I have to say, however, even in knowing how to adapt, it's hard. It's really hard, you know, but I try to, you know, not beat him up so much, like, hey, you need to be here with me and us and the kids, and, you know, because that's not fair either. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you really love the person, you really try to make it work, you know. I don't have a jealous bone in me, so I would never want to keep them from doing anything that he would want to do for his own, you know, self-satisfaction and his goals and aspirations and the things he's trying to achieve. I just figure, you know, my position is to support him in that and to do the best that I can, holding up support when he isn't there. And, you know, it works out. It's hard at times, but, you know, again, it's not new to us, and we've been doing it, and so we manage.
Wow, I love that. So, LaShawn, how hard is it for you being on the road and trying to find that balance? Because you're trying to provide for your family and be
Absolutely.
The good, godly man that God put and kind of placed you to be for your wife and your family. But at the same time, you're kind of torn because you have the type of career that keeps you away from them. How have you been able to balance your priorities while pursuing your dream?
Well, let me tell you something, without sounding super churchy and like a preacher, but God is the key. You know what I mean? And the Bible speaks on everything having balance. There's balance. There has to be balance in all things. I truly don't believe that God will bless you in your business, but then allow your family to suffer, nor vice versa. So you really have to find the balance in your spiritual life, and then you can manage everything else around it. Like sometimes, as hard as it, I almost never say no. But sometimes I have to say no. We have a 7-year-old, and we have two other boys, you know, 15, 16 years old, and, you know, they're along in their journey. They know what they're trying to achieve. They know what they want to do. But for our 7-year-old, he needs our time. So, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people see us together, and my son's name is Jack. They'll see Jack with me. And if we all out and we're working, sometimes they'll see the family with me. And when I'm not working, I have to plan those days out because we have to have the same impact and the same time that my job took away from me, I have to give to my family. So we're planning the day trips. We're planning the amusement park, you know, the toy stores and all that type of stuff. We're doing all that type of stuff. But I truly believe that if you balance your spiritual life, the Lord will not let either side lack.
Love it. I absolutely love that. So let me ask you a question here now. LaShawn, I mean, you come across as being so humble. I love the humility that is expressed and displayed on the show. But now you are a huge American songwriter. I mean, you have notables under your belt where you've written songs for Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Destiny's Child. I mean, even Jennifer Lopez, you know, just to name a few, you're pretty major. I mean, you are more than what I think people assume you to be as a co-star on their show. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, let me tell you something. Being humble is key. Like, there's nothing. When I was younger, I met one of the most, at the time, one of the most hugest, if that's a word. I don't know if it's a word. Don't judge me. The biggest, one of the biggest executives, and his name was Clive Calder. Clive Calder was the owner of Jive Records and the owner of Zomba Publishing, as well as Battery Studios and all of that type of stuff. And let me tell you, he was the nicest guy. Now, here I am just starting off in the industry, and when I met him, he didn't know me from a can of paint. I was in a session with the artist Joe, and he didn't know whether I was there to write. He didn't know what I was doing, but he was just a nice guy. And that man sat and he talked with me, and, you know, and he poured into my gift, and he, you know, didn't even really know who I was. And I patterned myself off of that because, like Vince and I always say, it costs nothing to be nice. You know, when you go out in these streets and you're dealing with people, first of all, you know, in the real world, nobody cares about who you work with and who you know. They just care about you as a person. So why in my career I try to let my work speak for itself, but when you meet me, I want my personality to leave an impression on you. A lot of times I meet people and they'll come back like, yo, I didn't know you were such and such. I don't want that to be my introduction.
An amazing husband you have. Now, I want to make sure that I swing the spotlight over to you because you are a sister who is not only taking care of Omar and Jet, but yet alone a hairstylist and a clothing designer in your own respect as well. And I have to say, you're doing your little thing. I like your look and what you display as well on the show. So are these some of your own pieces that you wear on the show?
No, they're not my own pieces. I'm actually in production. I'm about to have some samples made. I'm also coming out with a shoe line. The date right now is fall 2013. Since I was a little girl, I mean, I can't think of any little girl who wasn't into fashion and makeup and all of that, but it just never left me. So every now and again, I like to, you know, tune into it and have fun with it. Sometimes my 16-year-old is like, okay, Mom, you are not that young, but I'm like, yes, I am. I'm young at heart. But, you know, I love to just fashion it. I breathe it. I love it. I just enjoy playing with it. I enjoy creating my own style. And, you know, I'm fearless when it comes to that. You know, you can give me a trash bag, and I'm going to make it the most incredible trash bag you've ever seen. So I'm really enjoying my, you know, whole growing process with that. And hopefully, you know, you guys will get to see my thing sooner than later.
All right. Well, I have to say this. You know, I'm all about really, I believe black girls rock, and I think we have to salute each other and give proper ado. And I have to say, you are an amazing woman, and I love what you represent. Is it hard for you? Because you are easy on the eyes. I mean, we have to be serious about that. LaShawn knows what he has. I mean, I'm sure people are approaching you. How do you maintain your focus in staying true to who you are? Because we relate to you through the television because you're relatable. And you seem like that just good home girl, good confident. That's what you display when you're on the show. And I just want to go back to kind of balancing it all out again, because this kind of, you know, all of a sudden we didn't know who you were and now everybody knows who you are. How are you adapting to that, and has that been an easy transition for you, April?
I guess the transition has been easy, but it's still a little surreal. I kind of forget that I'm on a TV show when I am out, and sometimes I see people who notice me and they're sneaking a photo, and I'm like, why are you sneaking? Just come and ask me. Like, that's so silly. But, you know, I really think who you see on TV is who I am off screen. I just feel like, along with my husband, spiritually, you have to be grounded. You know, as great as everything is going right now in our lives, I believe we have a responsibility. And if we don't live up to that responsibility, I just feel like easy come, easy go. You know, what we're blessed to have can be taken from us in any moment's time. So, you know, I always try to keep that in mind that, you know, this, I have a responsibility, and I just want to be, you know, positive. And sometimes, you know, it's not as easy as said than done, but, you know, for the most part, when we are doing the show, you know, I am sticking true to who I truly am, but, you know, sometimes I fall short. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm perfect, but you'll get a chance to see that sooner than later. But, you know, that's life, you know, that's growing, that's relationships. And I think it's just, it's a wonderful thing when you're getting that platform to just share your gifts with other people, but also you get the platform to see some things that you may not see day to day. It's like, it's almost like, see, when you're out of the experience, you get to see the experience totally different than when you're in that moment. So, you know, I'm still living and learning, but I'm having fun with it, and I'm really just trying to make sure that the young girl who is watching the show, she is walking away with something positive, you know, not to put any other shows down, but there is a lot of negativity that you see on shows, and, you know, that's just something that we did not want to portray. We did not want that to be, you know, the core of what this project is on or not.
Well, great. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up, but I have one last question for each one of you. So, LaShawn, I'm going to swing to you first, because I'm all about reporting the accurate news. And because you guys are confident, you know, LaShawn, I want you to put kind of some of the rumors to rest. I'm sure, you know, you see it out there as well. But it's been rumored that Tamar and Vince were on the brink, of possibly splitting up. Will you just kind of put that bed to rest, or give your opinion, because you're so close to them, of what you view being as tight as you are?
Well, let me tell you something. Anybody who is as real as Tamar and Vince are, being able to just be open about their relationship on television, a lot of people will play into the negative side first. And when they play into that negative side, of course, that negativity just breeds their negative children. And then you hear they're getting divorced, or they put the house up for sale, and they did this and they did that. All of that stuff is dead. Vincent and Tamar are in love, will remain to be in love. There is no end in sight. Yes, they did put their house up for sale, but like they said on the Wendy Williams show, they put it up for sale because it's for the new one. You know, everything is simple. It's just like when people look for negativity, they'll find it wherever they possibly think they see it. And I'm just telling you, for us, for Vincent, for Tamar, we know that divorce is not an option.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you, because I'm like, I'm ready for season two. So I'm like, I know it better not be no breakup. I'm like, what am I going to do on Thursday evening? So I'm just elated to hear that. And April, now I have to ask you, because you know you home, girl. I mean, it's also been rumored that we may have a baby coming. Is there any truth to this? Because we're getting excited.
You know, I would be excited. Static is that was the case. As far as I know, no, I do not know of any baby being on the way. But you never know. I just, you know, we don't. It hasn't been confirmed for us. No, we don't know of a baby. So we're hoping.
Well, they got babies in the freezer.
they got babies in the freezer.
Everybody goes so
okay, but there's not one in the oven yet.
We don't know that the babies made it to the oven yet. I don't believe they have.
Thank you so much on behalf of our entire Hip Hop National Radio and of our Hip Hop National Magazine. We appreciate your time. I want to invite you all to our show. Again, it's Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. You guys are on the Pacific Coast, right?
Yes.
We're on the West Coast. Yes.
So it would be like 5 o'clock your time. So when your schedules permit, we would love to have you join. You can dial into the same number on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you give us a heads up, you know, we'll be able to obviously market it out to let people know that you'll be joining. But we would love to have you on the show. We would love for Myra Morris, who is our CEO of the magazine, to have an opportunity to actually interview for the magazine as well. And so if those are things that you're interested in, we do want you to let us know. But we are here to support you. We love what you're about, what you represent. We are so proud of you in our community, and we want you to continue being blessed. Much success in all your endeavors, and we just appreciate you coming on our show.
Thank you. Absolutely. We are part of the Hip Hop National family, so just put us in. We brother and sister now. We might fall through at any time.
I love it, and you're welcome at any time. April, you were trying to say something. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying thank you for having us. We really enjoyed this time with you guys.
Well, we enjoyed you as well, and I'm telling you, we are some resourceful folks. We'll make it happen. I feel like I really know you now. Now when I turn my TV on Thursday, I'm like,
that's
yes,
beautiful.
They're my people.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we appreciate
that's what I'm
it. Poetic, did you have any closing comments?
Yeah, I want to say thank y'all for coming, too, and I believe me, I can relate to the marriage thing. I'm 25 years deep right now.
So. Let me tell you something. You need a holiday. You need a national holiday named after you.
25 years deep, and I got 5 kids, so believe me, I can relate to it. Relate
wow.
To it.
Wow. Congratulations.
You probably can tell us a thing or two.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I bet you can tell me a lot. All I can tell you is marriage is something you have to work through.
Absolutely.
You know, one day you're getting along, the next day, hey.
You're talking right. You just talking right.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to keep God in the mix. You got to keep God in the mix. Say pray for
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In the morning,
absolutely.
During the day, at night.
All of that. Wow.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the voices of April and LaShawn Daniels from the great show, Tamar and Vince, and they were absolutely phenomenal. We're so glad to have them here on Hip Hop National Radio. This is Lady Di, your hostess with the mostest, and you want to stay tuned for much, much more. We're looking forward to having Tamar and Vince themselves on the show, but this was simply a true delight, and we look forward to supporting them in the future. And again, we wish you much success in all your endeavors, and thanks again for being a part of Hip Hop National Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, CoFam, DAMG, I'm the hottest. Let's set this off. Let's go.
Sick of the square beers,
yeah.
No Tina Marie,
nah.
Who messing with me? No one but G.O.T.D. I'm off for the leash, barking at cats who sweet, barking at haters who weak, chalking out lines in the street. I'm playing for keeps, y'all keep playing to lose. I cancel your lease, y'all ain't paying your dues. Forget the guidelines, homie, I'm breaking the rules. You rap cats funny, like the Three Stooges. I criticize you garbage artists, sound retarded. You a target, but you think your flow the hardest. Stick to what you been doing, this ain't what you made for. Your fans disappointed, well you get just what you paid for.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest, let them know. I'm the hottest, but the hottest, let them know. I'm the hottest, but the hottest.
Chicago on fire, no backdraft. Pardon my back trip, cause you just sad. I'm on another level, you can't get past. Murdered you last night, now you morning trash. Didn't wanna do it, but you leave me no choice. I am the voice of the voices, from here to Detroit.
Okay,
so open your ears, close your eyes and listen. I'm the pivotal evidence the game's been missing. You can't label what I do, oh no, record labels wanna recruit me, so I can teach all y'all how this go. Long as y'all got my go. I'm an investment, my style is majestic. I'm eating my dude, lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
I'm full.
Been waiting too long to hit the game and just wreck it.
Right.
I carry a banger, but the mic is my weapon.
Boom.
Don't care what you reppin', all your small time theories. Coleon is an enterprise, I know y'all feel me.
Cool fam.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest, let them know.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary. Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're talking about balancing priorities while in pursuit of your dreams. Priorities are what most people find as meaningful and important in their daily life, their activities, values, their beliefs, their lifestyles, principles, standards, hobbies, integrity, and et cetera. Goals, on the other hand, is a different thing. We start to set our goals, and it's for our future expectations. It's for what we anticipate and the possibilities and things that we are trying to get an end result to. And the question is, how do we tie it all together? How do we align it with our family life, our friends' life, and the people around us, and making sure that we keep our priorities straight while we continue to go on towards the goal, the dream? And tonight, that's what we're talking about. I have on deck with me, I have Claudia. Claudia, if you would, please state your name, where you're calling from, and give us a brief, your brief opening of the topic.
Hi, how are you? My name is Claudia Mia, and I'm a recording artist and a vocal coach, and this topic is actually very, very important, you know. It's very important to be able to manage and prioritize your life on a daily basis when you're trying to pursue a dream like this. This is very tough, especially if you don't have a solid support system in place, you know.
Absolutely.
So all we can do is try our best, get up every morning, put on all the different hats that we got to put on, and keep it moving, you know. And
absolutely.
That's what I do every day.
Stay with me, Claudia. We're gonna dig deep a little deeper in a few minutes. Dante Chestnut, you now have the floor. Please state your name, where you're calling from, what it is that you do.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dante Chestnut Sr. I'm general manager of Music Powers Our Media in Atlanta, Georgia, where we currently manage, consult, and represent several Grammy and Stellar Award-winning producers, artists, and engineers. Our constituency has sold over 250 million records and counting. I'm also CEO of DAMG Entertainment, LLC, which you all just recently heard a single from one of our artists, G-Ball, titled The Hottest. I'm also founder of the Chill Program, which is a nonprofit 501c3 organization where we help victims of domestic violence abuse, children who have been abused, neglected, sports, music, and liberal arts programs, and other all-inclusive initiatives in our urban and suburban communities nationwide. I'm also lead A&R, the new lead urban A&R director for Hampton's Entertainment at Oceanfront Records. And I'm glad to be on the show. The topic definitely hits home because, just like the lady said, we have to wear a lot of hats. And I think I have a wagon of hats that I have to wear each day. And it's not, you know, I love what I do, and my priorities fall in place so that I can do exactly what I enjoy. First being home and family first, money second. And that's pretty much how I operate from day to day, with the graces of God's help.
Awesome, Dante. Like I said, we're going to dig deeper in just a minute, so stay with us. CB, you now have the floor. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and what it is that you do, sir.
All right. Hello to everyone. My name is Courtney C.B. Bradley. I am Vice President of Music Militia Entertainment, and I'm also manager of Cool Cam, an artist that I'm preparing to get out here at the time being. And I'm also a registered ASCAP songwriter and a promoter as well for certain parties.
Many hats going on there.
I'm sorry?
Many hats going on there. Yeah.
Can y'all hear me? All right, and basically my outlook on the topic is, you know, you got to make sure that everything is in balance in your life, priority-wise, because if, you know what I'm saying, it's just like riding a bicycle. You can't move forward unless you have balance. And, you know, we all know that in this industry, you know, and with everybody, the things that they have going on, you know, it's just kind of hard to move anywhere and grow without having your priorities in order. You know, you got to keep your faith in God every day and pray, because, you know, if when you're trying to just do everything on your own, it tends to crash at a certain point when you least expect it. So you got to make sure that your mind is right in order to go forward.
All right. Okay, now I'm gonna start here. Everybody got different facets of their lives. We got different type of family structures. Many of us are single parents. Many of us are married, and some of us don't have kids or family or those type of responsibilities. But we all, basically everybody who come at Hip Hop National, have some kind of quest or dream in getting in this business of music. Now the question is, how do you balance it all? How do you straighten out, actually set up a plan for yourself to get yourself on a day-to-day task to achieving some of your goals? Where do you start at? I'm going to start with you, Dante. Dante, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you, brother. Time management. Being able to create a calendar or agenda that you can follow and kind of work at your own pace, but with some adamant and ambitious intentions. And that's pretty much just one formula that I use. You know, sometimes it's hard because got a lot of different projects working, but if you write it down and can see it and kind of prioritize it in order, then it helps bring about great structure. And in any business, that's what you want to have. You want to have some structure.
You want to have your priorities listed at, you know, top. And anything else that's not a priority, you still want to get through it, but you want to make sure that the home bases are covered. And when you're balancing, by me being married and, you know, having a teenage daughter and other kids, you know, I have another son that's in the military and another son that's in Morehouse College. It's like, you know, you want to spend time, as much time with them as you can to make yourself available. But at the same time, you have to understand that they're in pursuit of their dreams, too. So, you know, by prioritizing and just bringing order, it just kind of goes with, you know, with your scheduling and making sure that you're not spending too much time on something that's not either profitable or something that you really envision, you know, that can be lucrative in the future.
Dante, you just spoke of your children and spending time with them coming up, going through the ages. Did you get a chance to actually see their first? I don't know if they got into sports, but were you able to be to their first game? And were you able to take them on, balance it out, and take them on the proper type of vacations and stuff like that as you were pursuing your dream? And then you were saying that, you know, you try to prioritize and put things down on a list. Is that an A through D type of list? Or, I mean, what kind of structure are you doing on those bullet points? Are they just small bullet points, or is there a full sentence of what I got to do today?
Well, just small bullet points, you know, when I say time management, maybe, for instance, if it's a particular project or something like that, maybe something might take an hour, you know, whether it's writing a proposal or some type of letter submission or something like that. You know, sometimes, like the proposal that I may write may take me 16 hours to write. So I have to prioritize within 4 hours a day, or either sometimes I might, you know, just get in the spirit and just go ahead and bang it out, you know, within one day. But if you have other things that's on the agenda that are a priority, just kind of schedule some time, 4 hours here, 4 hours there, 2 hours here until it's done. Give yourself a timeline where you say, I'm going to get it done in 3 days or whatever, and stick to it, because the worst thing in business is to have people waiting on you if they're trying to bring you business, you know, put money in your pocket. So you want to make sure, you know, that you let them know that you are serious, you know. And I also consider my repertoire being a militia. So with that militia, we all work together the same way as we are connecting on the phone with, you know, with the radio show tonight. And as far as to answer your question about being there, sometimes, no, I wasn't able to be there because I may have had a, you know, some type of a arrangement or something that, you know, that may have been already confirmed. You know, I may have wanted to be there, but, you know, kids understand later on in life as they grew up that, hey, you know, daddy was just at his work, you know, just trying to make sure he provide for the home. And that's the key, being a provider. Either you're a dreamer or a provider, or you can be both. You just have to just prioritize your steps.
Thank you for that, Dante. CB, he mentioned militia. And you are a music militia, entertainment, from what I suppose. So how do you do it? How do you balance it all? Do you have are you a family man?
I am.
You are. How many children do you have?
I have three children. I have two girls and a boy.
And what are their ages? Ranges.
5, 4, and 1.
Okay.
So
now
I know.
Yeah, so give me a little synopsis of what you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis and that kind of to-do list of how to set it, because I see you got an entertainment company. How do you work it all so it can be successful?
Well, you know, I'm going to just say one thing, that you have to have a strong faith and a lot of patience, because, you know, by my kids still being young, they still, you know, they're still growing, and I'm still trying to grow my company because I just started my company not too long ago. So it's very hard, especially dealing with the mother, you know, where they would like me to spend more time, but I'm trying to get the understanding to where, you know, I'm working on something big here that could change the lives for all of us. So it's just about having that understanding first and foremost, then
making sure that I still make time when I'm free to spend time with my kids. Sometimes I have to take them with me, you know, to studio sessions, you know, or to go run errands here and there, just try to make sure that I still be in their lives, because sometimes, you know, I'll be so overbooked with a lot of things going on at once. I have to just take notes throughout my day sometimes. Okay, well, this time I'm free, what can I do here? This time when I'm free here, what can I do there? I just got to do a, like a day-by-day agenda, a weekly agenda, a monthly agenda for my goals and my tasks that I have to do every day, and I just try to stay focused. And, you know, whenever something gets stressful, I just take a deep breath, and then I just, you know what I'm saying, say in my head that this is all a challenge, and just try to push myself, you know what I'm saying? It's going to make me a stronger person in the long run. And, you know, they motivate me, you know what I'm saying? I look at everything like to where, okay, this is for not only my future, it's for my children's future, you know what I'm saying? If I stay focused and complete this and work hard, then I'll be able to give them the better things in life that I never was able to get growing up, you know? So that's why I just try to keep that as my motivation to push forward.
Thank you for that, CB. I appreciate that. Claudia, I'm sure you, as a single mother, and you're out there really pushing your dreams and your goal. And I had a chance to hear some of this great music that you produce, and I understand that you're a vocal teacher as well. So I'm going to ask you, how do you set those priorities with your child, with your vocal lessons that you give, and having to balance that all within in your life, as well as, I think, your work schedule. So let me know how it goes and how you make it successful.
Wow, that is. I live a very interesting life, I would say. It is very difficult at times, especially when something unpredictable happens and I have to do something and break out of my routine. I have a very number one rule: if you're going to be in this business and you're a parent and you have all these responsibilities, you have to be very disciplined, and you have to have a schedule, and you have to have, you know, structure. Otherwise, it really becomes a little crazy situation. So the way I do it, like, you know, I have a schedule. My son goes to school in the morning. I get up. I do the motherly thing, take him over there, go back home. And I also work, you know, because we all, in the midst of trying to make it, we all have to make extra here and there so that we can also invest in what we need to do to make it there. Because you need money to make money. It doesn't happen like that. You need money to make money and to make it happen. It's not even about making money, but just to make that dream, even just getting to that step where you recognize you have to, you know, spend money. So what do you get this money? You have to work. So I work. Okay. I've been blessed, and I'm able to work from home, and I also do my vocal coaching. And I'm in the process of putting together a business plan to expand and do some really great things for, you know, some artists that are out there that need help, that don't have the means to actually go out there and spend all the hundreds of dollars they need to spend in the studio to get, you know, their little demo so they can get recognized, type of thing. So that's one of the things that I'm doing. Now, by the end of the day, I am white, so, so it's just one thing, you know, you just schedule. At a certain time I do this, at another time I do this, at another time I do this. When I'm done, then I have time to do what I want to do for myself. If there's any time left, there's times that I don't, and I just crash and I go to sleep and then do it all over the next day. You know?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. 561-655, you now have the floor. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, hi, good evening. My name is Carol, a.k.a. known as Lady C. How everyone doing this evening? I'd like to comment on both the people who have spoken tonight in reference to get visualized out here in the industry world. My thing is, I've been going along with this for quite some time, over 5 years, with my nephew and my daughter, a few models. The thing is, the key point, I'm not trying to keep you guys on that long, just the focus and dedication and determination and the money as well. When God do blesses something in your life, people, it might don't be in the direction that you're aiming for, it could be in another direction. But if you stay focused and committed to yourself and, you know, pray on it as well, it will get done because, you know, things have come my way, and I'm very fortunate to say that I was very determined. I had faith in them, and I'm going to continue having faith in them. It doesn't matter if you don't get a record deal that you are no better than the people who have, you know, like Jay-Z or Beyonce or whoever. You could get in the indie world and actually make it just as big as them. And once you become huge in the indie world, a lot of the same people going to want to do music with you. And that's just how it is. When you're nobody at the bottom, eventually you'll be at the top. But you just got to pray on it and keep focused.
Lady C, I want you to stay with us. We're ready to really dig into this thing. And I really appreciate you coming through, too. I'm gonna say this with social media and all of the internet, our telephones, all of these things come into play today in our lives. We've integrated them in our lives, and for many of us, they are our priorities. Now the question is, when you're focusing on your dream and that goal, and you're trying to do what you want, you're seeking so diligently to do. How do you manage that? Because to me, it's a distraction, and it can very much be. I want to start with you, Dante. You tell me how you manage it. And do you find it as a distraction?
No, I don't. I mean, I pretty much, as far as managing, man, that's just, after a while, it just becomes, like, natural, so to speak, you know. But you learn from your mistakes. And
no, I'm talking about that day-to-day, you know, like right now, man, we're on Facebook. All of us, mm-hmm. I'm pretty much, I know everybody pretty much on this phone is because I contact you here. Now, a lot mm-hmm. of times we get you see a lot of people on Facebook. They're posting this and they're posting that. People coming up mm-hmm. in your chat room. You're chatting with them. You're chatting with that. But you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to get your job done for whatever you're trying to do. Now, the question is, how do you stay focused on what's important and what the distractions that come, the phone ring, bill collectors calling you, your baby calling, your kids calling you from because they need your time, and then you also got your things that you need to do, and it's and you kind of deal with it on the computer a lot.
Yeah. Well, you
and
know,
then you
the
got
best
a chat
way,
coming here. Okay, chat coming in Gmail. You got a chat coming in Facebook.
Yeah,
how you
yeah.
doing?
Well, you know, multitasking, man, is like I love it. You know, I mean, man, I kind of get kind of turned up when I get things coming to me like that sometimes. But the best way that I manage it is just, you know, make sure that you prioritize that too, but also be able to give great customer service. Like I might have one or two chats, you know, going on with somebody, and I may, you know, have, you know, maybe on the conference call. I mean, I've done it. The way I'm on the conference call, and I'm chatting back and forth, just trying to make sure everybody's on the same page. And then, you know, I may have a family member. You know, my mom recently, she just, you know, by the grace of God, she survived. She had a mild stroke. You know, she's at home, you know, doing well now. And so, you know, the best way that I handle that is just, shoot, you know, when it comes to family, you got to shut everything down. You got to be like, hey, you know, enough. You got to know when enough is enough because, you know, you only have one of you also. So if you're not taking care of yourself, then you end up sick and you can't take care of no damn body. You know what I mean? Excuse my French or my, you know, for whatever.
Oh,
like,
that,
you know,
was,
from,
oh that was French?
You know, that for me cousin. You know,
that was French.
It's English, so
I know,
but hey, man.
I know they speak French.
Yeah, man, you got to shut it down. You know, you got to say, hey, man, you know, enough is enough. Because at the same time, you man in a relationship, you know, you got to think about your companion too. You know, it's like it's only so much that they're gonna take for they, end up packing their bags, you don't want that to happen, especially if you got a good, you know, a good mate. So, you know, because that's your backbone too, you know. You know, when the business is said and done, if you don't have a good support system, then how can you go on to the next? You know, yeah, maybe you can independently, but if you lose someone that's been in your corner, then you're going to start from all the way from the bottom, you know. So, you know, priorities are a plus. Management just comes with knowing how to say no. I mean, sometimes I might work 12, 14, maybe 16-hour days, and then some days I might not do nothing. You know, it's because when I work those 14-hour days, normally get enough in so I can relax, so I can take care of family, or I can just take care of myself. It'll
right,
balance out, just like the gentleman said.
While we talking about balancing things out, I have to do some balancing, too. This is a little check and balance. Got to pay some bills.
Yeah.
And I have to do this. I have to do this with the people that I pretty much. And Dante, we played your song earlier. I do want to talk to you about that because I'm getting ready to drop another one in a few minutes. So I wanted to highlight that. So we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay tuned because there's more to come.
This is Lawrence Glover, and I'm chilling with Lady Dive, Myra Morris, and Poetic on HipHopNationalRadio.com.
HipHopNational.com.
I'm so rejuvenated, I'm reinventing my style, I'm all about the paper. So I forget the haters, I'm looking past you. Y'all in the traffic lane, I'm on the cash route. And I ain't stopping till the hood see me riding through. In a two-seater all black with a missing roof. Yeah, new strategy, let's get it popping. Motivated, calculating out a higher profit.
Money,
you gotta double up. Roll the dice. Can't be scared to take a chance, homie, live your life. Cause I believe after hell comes paradise. When it comes to catching the money, I'm like Jerry Rice. We only live once, you can't live twice. This not a video game, it's reality, right? That's why I get it, y'all, another day. I'm on the grind, baby, I got moves to make.
I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause
I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, similar to a chess game. I know the rules, my victory's in direct aim. So come along as I start my book, but stay alert, cause this bitch about to knock you rook. You get it? I don't even walk the same, I got a business type swagger. That swag you can have, I'm focused on my cheddar. Everything else, it don't matter. I'm just getting started, welcome to another chapter. Turn the page, what I used to do, it had to go. I'm in my 20s, but I feel like I'm 34. Young scholar, get dollars, don't quit, elevate, second gate, get rich, my motto, I follow, reassure the bank account nice before I pop another bottle, today is in the past, look forward to tomorrow, determined for the riches like I'm trying to win the lotto.
I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die, throwing up two fingers every time I ride by, cause
I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves,
I said out with the old, in with the new, no more. Work to do, that's right.
I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. City to city, state to state, like a coach pilot. Trying to earn my wings, I need air mileage. More action, less talk, so I remain silent. In my adolescent days, I was very violent. Jealous ones who ain't sure you should fall back. I wish I had a wood, like a lumberjack. And I don't think I'm better, I ain't all that. I just know I'm smarter than being broke black. Premeditated words like an author,
yeah.
Upgraded from a street to a monster. Make something out of nothing, no nobody does it harder. G-Ball has no limit, man, I'm trying to go farther. Let's get it, it's my time, I know I'm close,
right.
All I need is one shot, maybe a double dose,
yeah.
And when it's all said and done, we can have a toast. We'll take the kush around, hit it and don't
I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause
I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves.
with the old, in with the new. No more wasted time, I got work to do. That's right, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. We got one right here, double dose.
This is Honey Jacks from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You are listening to HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Quote from Slip and Slide Records. And right now, you just heard my banging new single, I Want You, featuring Ricky Rosé. I'm just kicking it right now with my girl, the hostess and the mostest, Lady D.I. and her sidekicks, Pebble and Poetic, on HipHopNationalRadio.com.
It's your girl, Lady Di, holding it down with the infamous Poetic right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
Into Hip Hop National Radio. We're back from the break. We're talking about balancing priorities while in pursuit of the dream. And you talk about multitasking. Man, I was making moves. I'm making moves. I'm just going to tell you how it was. Claudia, tell me what you think of that tune, what we just played.
It's slamming. I love it. It's really definitely inspiring. And I like the fact that he's, like, coming straight from the street, just talking and saying, you know, just telling it like it is. And just that energy, really good energy. I like it.
All right, it does got a great. It produces a lot of good energy. The beat's right on time, and to be honest with you, I think you got a quality production. Well, from a scale from 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Myself, what I would get it, I mean, over the phone, it's a little bit hard for me to judge the production okay. part of it. But I was basically listening to the lyrical, trying to like capture what he was saying, and I would probably, you know, I would give it a 10 in that. Can't really hear the production very well, but from what I guess
I hear it well because I'm listening to earphones.
Yeah. But it's as good as was what I heard him say. Yeah, absolutely a 10.
All right, thank you. Stay with us, Lady C. Give me your take, Lady C. You still with us? Going once, going twice, going three times. You there? We gone. CD?
Yeah.
Give me your take, man. What you think?
I like the song, man. Like, especially lyrically-wise, I can really relate to what he was saying because, you know, everybody's vision comes with a plan and a struggle, and I like how he's talking about making moves because we, all of us in this business are trying to make moves every day, you know, to get ourselves to a higher level. So I definitely can relate to that, and I feel the song, like, lyrically. And production-wise, the beat, I think that it could have had a stronger beat. That's just my personal opinion. But overall, I give the record an 8.
Well, I'm listening to it, I guess, on the right monitors because I'm telling you straight up that I think it's tight. Dante Chestnut.
Yes, sir.
I know you're married to it, but what's your thoughts about their feedback?
Hey, man, you know, I really appreciate the honesty, you know, and from everyone's evaluation. And I just think it's one of those feel-good tracks, man, and it's different. It's something to where, you know, sometimes, you know, the gentleman, when there's reference to the track or whatnot, you know, hearing it over the phone can be difficult. But at the same token, once you hear it, you know, when I hear music, from different artists, I try not just to hear it for radio. I like to put it in different arrangements, maybe like with marching bands and stuff like that. And I can visualize and see marching bands like Florida A&M or Grambling State or some of these other marching high school marching bands playing that in a parade or, you know, just at one of the classics or something like that, you know, because it's real music. And the actual producers are Christopher and Craig Rees, a.k.a. Double Dose. And I've been working with these guys for about 5 or 6 years. They're identical twin brothers, and they're trained music majors. So they also play church. They play piano in church and stuff like that, too. So they're all well-rounded. And the artist Gregory G. Ball Fraser is from Chicago, Illinois. He's also a producer, engineer, and songwriter. And I think, you know, there's always room for improvement with any artist or producer, and I just value everyone's feedback, and I'm glad that you all enjoy it.
Yeah, we enjoyed it, man. I'll say this, guys, if you guys would like to sponsor Hip Hop National, we do play your music here and get it out there in front of some people who can help push your project to the next level. Our show is structured around the topic. We really focus on what these topics are, so we can kind of pinpoint the different ups and downs that we deal with in this industry of music. Meanwhile, we allow music artists to advertise their music right here on our program, and by becoming a sponsor, you become a part of our family, help us move forward, and we appreciate everything that you do. You can also go to Hip Hop National and become a donor, and go to the top left of our program. If you like the information that we give you, the information is for free. So we do this for you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast and 5 p.m. on the West Coast, definitely. Hey, I tell you, G-Ball, man, I really appreciate the name of the group. Is that called G-Ball, by the way, Dante?
Dante. Solo. Yes, sir. He's a solo artist, and he's from Southside Chicago. And actually, G-Ball stands for Growing Beyond All Life's Limitations. That's what the G-Ball stands for. Yes, sir. So, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
He has a testimony, too, man.
Say it again?
He also has a testimony, too. You know, he's been through a lot of ups and downs in his life, too, you know, growing up and stuff. So, you know, maybe we can have him on the show one night so he can express his point of view on different topics also.
Well, absolutely, man. Let's do that.
Yes, sir.
Now, I you know, for many of us, we have a goal and we have a dream. We can see ourselves being very successful because our music has what it takes to get there. At least most people think, but this is the mistake by many people. We fail to take action on the plan. We procrastinate. We may set the plan up, but we never execute the plan. What are your thoughts on that? And I'm gonna start with you, Dante, since I got your mic open.
Okay. Well, execution. You know, execution is key, but the main key ingredient to execution is follow-up. You know, you can begin something, and if you're not following up in the midst, you might not be able to capture what it is that you've been seeking all the time, because anybody can send someone a CD, for instance. But the key is to follow up and make sure that they received it. And if you're really adamant about being with that company and working, you know, either being signed with that company or working with that company, you're going to call back. You're going to make sure that they know that you are serious about your business. Sometimes people have a lackadaisical approach and just want to send it. They're like, oh, they'll call me. I'm just going to wait. Hell, Hurricane Sandy or something, you know, God forbid, may come back in the midst overnight. Who knows? You know, you just want to make sure that they have your hard work that you put into it in their hands. And you know, and not just sending it, but make sure that they send it. You know, if you had to get them to sign for it, you know, when the mailman comes, you know, then that way that gives you some, you know, some added peace, you know, especially for your hard work and in receiving it. But, yeah, you know, execution, with planning, you know, with the plan comes execution and follow-up, and you'll win, you know. I've been blessed in the last a week or two. I signed like three groups. G-Ball was also a mister to signing. I'm also founder of Don Alessante Fashions. We were just picked up by Hampton's Entertainment and Oceanfront Publicity in Virginia, in the Hamptons actually, and they want to be brand ambassadors, but it comes with a lot of follow-up. I sent
the people. I said Mr. Ray Lowe's is his name. He was a CEO, former owner of Motown Records, and very connected gentleman. And I sent something to him 6 months ago. But throughout this 6 months, always just check to see how he doing, make sure he was amongst the living, you know, just to do complete follow-up. And then a week before Hurricane Sandy, he offered me a position with his company as lead A&R, and he wanted to pretty much take my brand to a high level. So it paid off, you know.
That's a blessing, man. That's a real blessing. Dante, I'm going to ask you this question. Okay, so you said on follow-up, you said 6 months. You put it on a calendar, you put it on a timeline, then you go, how often do you check your calendar? Is that a daily task for you?
Well, you know, as far as when you send material, I usually just have, see, I used to sell books. I'm going to give you a little history. I used to work for Gary Stevens Publications, a division of ABC and WRC Media. And I used to sell children's books to schools all over the country, with Title 14, Title 1, stuff like that. And I learned from their formula. We used to send these people a box of books, send these different teachers and librarians a box of books. We'd get them 30 days to review the books. But we would talk to them to get their, you know, kind of get their appetite and their juices flowing and say, hey, I got these children dinosaur books over here. Lord have mercy, these graphics is off the chain, to where you want to, you know, make it appealing the way they just can't wait to get them. You know what I'm saying? You know, they don't want to be teased. They want to have it in their hands. So, you know, you send it to them to give them a certain time. Say, look, it's only going to take you, you know, give them to you 30 days. Let us know what's up. You know, just give me a call back. Let me know how many you want to buy. You want to buy one? And it's a box of 60 books. So they may buy one or they might buy all 60. But that just comes with customer service, how you treat them at the door. You know, when people, I hate when I call people or people, you know, and especially like brass or top-level executives, and they, oh, well, I've made it now. You know, I get back to so-and-so, so-and-so whenever I can, and you know, and they won't call you back. Then a couple of months or a few weeks later, you may hear that their business is closing. I wonder why, you know, because you never know whose call you may be missing while you're trying to be Mr. Big Shot or Miss Big Shot. You know, so treat everyone like you want to be treated, and again, you'll win.
Oh, that's a life lesson right there, man. I really appreciate that, Claudia. Yeah, Claudia, what's your feedback based on what you heard Dante said? Claudia, are you pulling a poetic moment on me tonight?
No cooking today.
Hey, she was doing a poetic moment, guys. I got to share it with you guys. I used to always be on mute when I come back in. And that's what she was just doing, right, Claudia?
Right. Yeah, you know, it's all about staying focused and trying to just, you know, take it one day at a time, basically. And every achievement that you do every day, you know, it counts. It's like a ladder. You start climbing the ladder until you get to the house where the giant is, that little golden egg hen or whatever ducky that he had up there that was, you know what I'm talking about, right? I go back to the little kid's little story. But it makes sense, you know, and it's funny that life is like that. We're taught from young that we must climb a ladder to reach certain goals. You know, we must do our homework so that we can have a better tomorrow, you know, like have a better future when we get older and things like that. Same thing, it's a general rule. We have to work and take it one day at a time. You know, repetition, like you were saying yesterday, repetition is the key. Just keep it going. And, you know, don't stop. Don't stop till you get it.
Right. Oh, we better get this singing on here, huh? Lady C, coming back to you. What's your feedback on what the our two guests had to say?
Basically, I just determination, hard work, dedication, keep focused. always understand in the industry world or in the market world, you're going to get a million no's and a million yeses. So you just got to have the determination and set up, you know, goals and plans for yourself and just keep at it and keep pushing.
But how about procrastination? What's your feedback for those who procrastinate and trying to get what's your advice in giving them the boost to know what procrastination can cause for them?
Oh, I mean, you're not going to get anywhere if you're procrastinating. Woulda, coulda, you know, shoulda. That's basically what I can tell people. I've been in the market not for just myself, for my team, my nephew and my daughter, and I make them work hard, and if they don't want it, you know, I'm not going to want your dream for you. So procrastination, you can just tell when people don't put no energy or, you know, don't go forward and try to do what they need to do to get themselves out there. You know, sometimes people feel like when another person started at the same time they started, but that person worked it hard and they didn't really do too much because they procrastinated, then now the person all of a sudden shoot by them and they, you know, making music with major people or things are starting to apprehend for them, then they're like, oh, I should have just kept with it. But, you know, there go that word, should have. You procrastinate it, you lose.
Wow, you're right. Absolutely. CB, that was powerful what she said. I know you're going to come behind that. What's going on?
Man, I agree with it, with what everybody said, and that is very true. You know, I feel like procrastination affects those involved in your team, you know what I'm saying, because everybody knows that one person can only do so much by themselves. So if you have one person slacking off and procrastinating your group, it's going to tend to rub off on everybody else. So that's why a person like me, if I see somebody slipping on their job, I try to motivate them to continue to, so we can all pull up with each other, you know, because you know you're going to have some that's going to progress a little higher than others, but as long as everybody's showing a little initiative and a little progression, then procrastination will not be a factor.
Yeah, you're right. Earlier, Dante, you mentioned something about multitasking. And how about when we've taken too much on and now we're overwhelmed with work and we're overwhelmed with things? How do you prioritize and how do you know how to get rid of, how do you get rid of the things? You know, all of it's important, and you got to put something's going to give once you've taken too much on. What's your advice on that?
Well, you know, if I may please just touch on what you were talking about in reference to procrastination leads to stagnation, which means, you know, you end up not going nowhere. But also, I always got a little saying, if you procrastinate, you might be too late. So,
hey,
you know, you got to,
no,
you got to stay
you,
with it, man.
You're going to be too late. You procrastinate. So,
you're
going to
be
right.
Too late. You know, yeah. You're going to end up, it might be too late if you procrastinate. So you might as well get it while you're getting this good. Act now, you know. So, but in reference to your question, you know, as far as prioritizing again and just get you one of those, go to Office Depot.
I'm talking about when you're over, you done taking on too much. You got everything's backed up, your whole system's backed up, or your business just got so overwhelming. And now you're doing so successful, you got the boom that you expected, but now how do you deal with it?
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Simple
exactly.
as that.
Mm-hmm.
That's an answer to that one.
If it ain't making no money, hey, don't waste your time. If it can potentially make you some, potentially is one thing, but what's paying the bills is something else. People that are paying the bills, they are first priority. Anything that's, you know, that's something down the road, you want to set a time, some type of timeline where you can get to. You don't want to just get an artist per se and just throw them on the shelf. But they have to be, you have to make sure that you communicate with your clients too, let them know ahead of time, hey, we're going to get to you within this timeline. But at the same token, you want to be able to honor the agreements that you may have. And if you can't fulfill those obligations, the agreements, the contracts that you've already, you know, that have been maybe amended 3 and 4 times, it would just come to where, hey, man, I just can't handle it right now. You bugging the shit out of me. I mean, damn, excuse my French again, but, you know, then it has to be.
I know
what's French.
Don't
worry about it. I'm sorry about that, though. I am so sorry. You know, I won't be disrespectful, but, you know, it's just business. You know, you just want to say, hey, you know, if a person can't work with you, you know, under the terms of agreement and on your time, respect your time as well as you, you know, are trying to help their dreams come true, then they have to find somebody else. But, again, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. You got to keep that wheel rolling, and then you can keep the balls coming, you know.
Lady C, I'm going to roll right to you because I heard you bubbling right beneath what he was saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, my thing is when it gets Barbadian for you, what I usually do is actually I have a team already. I prepared myself before action took place, and that's the key thing. When you want to start a job, you want to be good at what you do. So the thing is you want to know the skills so that it don't become overwhelming, the situation. When you have loyalty, honesty, people that's working with you, it could never get overwhelmed for you or your team. You're going to like that. Like the guy said, the more money, you know, the better things will be. You know, you're going to like the invitation of all the money and the fans and things that's happening, the proposals and things, the touring. And it can't get overwhelmed. Once you have your schedule and your plans laid out structurally down, you will be in a better acquisition than you thought you would ever be. So I don't think it would be overwhelming if you're not prepared.
Oh, thank you. And that was very good feedback. Claudia, I put you on mute, and I'm opening your mic up again right now. Go ahead, Claudia.
Yeah, I all for that. I'm glad we're all on the same page. You know, we're all on the same page and we're all striving to make things happen. The one thing that I think that it's really, really important is to have a clear vision of where you want to go. And when you visualize that, you know, that's where the plan comes in, the A, B, C, D, and the, how you're going to get there. It's like climbing that ladder again. You just got to plan how you're going to get from point A to point B to point Z, not from point A to point Z, because you don't know how you're going to get to Z without going through the B, C's, and D's and all that, right? So planning is a must. Having faith and just basically, you know, continue, and also take under consideration other people's input, because we don't know it all. You know, we learn as we go and we get better. So research is also very important. You know, research, staying on point, staying with the times, what's going on, and things like that. So,
thank you very much for that, Claudia. I appreciate that. And CB, I'm coming to you, sir.
Well, yeah, I feel like everybody said was a great point, you know, and to continue with that and elaborate, I feel like you got to, like I said, you got to just stick to your plans. You got to make a checklist, follow that checklist, you know what I'm saying, and follow up with everybody, like Dante said, you know, to move forward, because some people that you're dealing with, you know, you have some people that tend to be a waste of time. You got to identify what everybody's asking for, you know, up front, because, you know, I get approached every day with certain people that try to do business with me, and they try to demand me to do this and do that for them. And when I try to come to them and ask them, like, what are they really doing, they can't really give me a straightforward answer. So I have to know who I'm really dealing with when it comes to certain people that I try to do business with, because I'm in a position where I'm in a make-or-break situation. I know a lot of you guys are a lot older than me and have been in this business a little longer than me. I'm still in the process of doing a lot of investment, so I'm not really seeing a lot of the money back yet. So I'm taking everything that you all are saying as notes, and I appreciate everybody's good info here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, CB. Okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to start with you, Dante. Business is thriving. Things are booming. You're effectively scheduling your tasks. You're doing the things that you're doing. But when is it necessary to take a break, or is it ever necessary to take a break from things? Starting with you.
Man, yeah, you got to take a break, because if you never take a break and you'll never be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor, you got to be able to understand and be able to tangibly feel and see what you're working toward, you know? And just sometimes just take a mental break. I mean, whether it's going to a masseuse, or whether it's just going to the neighborhood swimming pool area, go bowling or shoot some pool, do something different than what you have, you know, been normally doing, because you can kind of overconsume yourself with things too. You know, like some artists or executives don't listen to other artists but their own. And then, you know, they can kind of get kind of wrapped up into that, into, you know, the way they can't really hear their own music, so to speak, by not listening to other people's music. So you got to step outside the box, you know, just walk away. Just take a day, 8 hours or whatever, and just walk away from it. Then you could come back effectively. Like if you're mixing, like I also do engineering, if you're mixing and mashing a song, you might have one mix that's perfect, and you might be like, look, I've been working this mix for 8 hours, this is going to be the one. And then you might say, well, look, you know, I'm going to make sure I got a checklist or kind of prioritize my review, or what we call it, session CD. Take a couple of days back and listen to it again. You might hear something different. But if you never walk away, then you'll never hear, you know. And you got to give your body and your mind time to heal, kind of slow down, you know. I hear a lot of executives like Mr. Combs, Mr. Sean Combs, P. Diddy, who he gave me my first break. He actually offered me my first job as a representative with Bad Boy right when he left Uptown MCA Records. I was currently working with as an intern with Guest Shop Records and William Guest of Gladys and the Pips. And also I was working with Dallas Austin of Raleigh Records, you know, pretty much in the Atlanta area. We worked together. So, you know, with that being said, you know, you have to, you know, kind of listen to other forms of music. Whether you listen to hip-hop all the time, you might want to go and listen to some classical, and it might be able to give you a different musician style ear, you know, to bring extra clarity to your music and then also to your work, you know, because classical music, it may be different or awkward for some people, but it brings a, you know, a calm or peace like jazz, or maybe going out dancing or something like that, because, you know, like I said, if you just overconsume yourself with just your projects, then you really, you know, sometimes you don't know exactly how good or competitive that it is to the market today.
Thank you for that, Dante. You've got a wealth of knowledge, man. I appreciate that. Lady C, I hear you bubbling. Lady C, you with me? Claudia, you now have the floor.
I'm right here.
What's your take on what Dante said about taking a break, having to take that mental break?
I agree. I think it's very important. You have to recharge your batteries, you know. It's funny that he said that about taking a massage. I had a massage the other day. And it really does help you. It really does help, because you mentally strain. We're not like the everlasting battery. We are human beings, and we need to take a break from the everyday hassle.
you know, and I think that was the first time I actually was able to really, you know, appreciate that time for myself. Like, I haven't done that in, like, ages, and I'm like, okay, that's it. You know, when you start stressing and everything starts hurting and everything starts, like, you just, like, get a headache every day, okay, it's time to, like, take a break. And even if you don't go get a massage, if you don't, you know, just taking a break from everything and going for a walk, going to the beach and just doing nothing, just try to not think about nothing. Listen to classical music. Don't listen to, like, you know, just break away from everything and recharge and find that inner peace inside you so that you can come back and be fresh again, you know, because that's important to be creative. You have to have that, you know, recharge time.
I got to tell you, when I feel like I'm about to blow a piston, I mean, I can walk miles. Because for me, that is relaxation. When I'm really stressed and I walk, it's time for me to walk. I know for a fact that I got to walk this anchor off. I got to walk this. If I feel like I'm overwhelmed, I just got to walk it off. And then by the time I get back home, and I'm not one of those going to a treadmill. I have to go on a walk because I know for a fact if I walk 12 miles one way, I got to walk 12 miles back. CB, join in, man. I'm in the conversation. You're welcome. So right now, sir.
All right. Well, right now I'm in the point where I take a few breaks, you know what I'm saying, like maybe like once a week, but I'm like at the point where I feel like if I take a long break, it's going to take away time from what I'm trying to accomplish. So I feel like if I just stay busy and stay active and keep working hard, then more things will open up. So I kind of feel what you all are saying how in y'all's situation on taking a break. But sometimes, like in a real stressful moment, I agree with you, Poetic. You know, I go take a walk myself. Like, I go jog around the neighborhood, put my headphones on. I might listen to some rock or something, and then I just kind of get myself at ease. But for the most part, I usually just try to just stay humble and stay calm in every situation, you know, just try to stay positive on everything. I try not to really let anything get too much into my skin so I won't have to really get to that limit.
For me, I'm going to tell you like this. It could be plain out rain, as long as it ain't lightning. And if I'm stressed, I'm walking in that rain.
I've done that myself.
Yeah, I do it in the rain, man. I got to be honest with you. Lady C, one more time coming to you. What do you do when you have to take that mental break? Lady C got a busy life. Yeah. She out there multitasking. I can tell you that right now.
She's taking a mental break right now.
Yes, she is. All right, guys. We're about to wrap it up. Dante, go ahead, man. Tell us what project you're working on, man, and give us your Twitter or your Facebook.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, the project that we're working on, Chill has some upcoming. We have a upcoming Purple Bash, or Purple Royal Ball, actually, for pancreatic cancer and leukemia that will be going on in August of this year, of 2013. But before that, it's your program. We're doing the Purple Royal Bash is in April. In February 2013, we're going to be doing our Chill Customer Appreciation and Consumer Appreciation Gathering in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'll give you all more details on that. We're doing a television show right now, working with one of the leading directors of entertainment and television, Mr. Richard Arlett, and who's done shows like The West Wing, worked with Dick Clark, Johnny Carson, just name a few legends, also like people like Jimmy Fallon and stuff like that. So we're putting together a new game show. And the game show is entitled, it's a musical game show. It's entitled Nail That Beat. So I actually had a production meeting on that today. So you'll be seeing some great things coming out of that with some national comedians. And
where can I try for the role, Dante?
Well, you could be a
contestant.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. We're going to be doing some filming here in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. We've been picked up by Emmy Award-winning television and film company, and we're in negotiation with some other distribution channels for this project. Let me see. G-Balls, he's performing this Sunday at the Cuddle Club in Chicago, Illinois, and he's doing pretty much like an unplugged set. He also performs with a live band, too, and he's also a budding actor, so getting him to some roles, you know, on that end, and that's another thing I want to encourage that, you know, different executives that are in the music business try to explore other opportunities of entertainment for their clients, being in endorsements, acting, modeling, et cetera, because, you know, the music business, truthfully, is not like it used to be, and I know you all know that, so you got to have different streams coming in and make sure that you tap into all their talents before you sign or find out exactly what it is that they want to do. If it's just the music, you know, hey, that's cool, but you want to be able to help them branch out, you know, so to speak, in different areas because that brings more income. And DAMG Entertainment, like I said, we just picked up by Hampers Entertainment and the Oceanfront Records as the lead A&R director over there. So I'll be scouting new talent and the pop, soul, gospel, R&B, and hip-hop genres. I also do rock and roll. I just signed a new rock band from Switzerland, and their name is Black Tea House. Actually, I'm sorry, from Australia, from Sydney, Australia. That's another group in Switzerland. But, yeah, Black Tea House, and they're from Sydney, Australia. They're off the chain, so you all can check them out. And, hey, man, I'm just too blessed to be stressed, healthy, and highly favored, you know. I mean, and as far as my Twitter, you can reach me at DAMG. That's D as in dog, A as in apple, M as in Mary, G as in God, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, as in damn gent. Yeah, and that's my Twitter. And on Facebook, Dante, D-A-N-T-E, Chestnut Senior. You see me with the suit on, the black and white, some nice, funky, fresh gazelles. I love my gazelles. And and we're just ready to take the world by storm. And the only way that we can do that is if we connect together. So I'm here for you. And my phone number, for anyone that's about business,
Not here, Dante. Not here.
Okay. But I can give you my email address. I would like to at least give my email address.
All right.
You know, because I want people to be able, I'm not one of these dudes that just, you know, try to be so unreachable and untouchable and all that,
Dante,
especially when it's about doing good business.
Dante, that's the part where Hip Hop Naturally come in. When if they don't do it on the Twitter and they don't do it on the Facebook, bro, Hip Hop Nation is a consulting program, and
connection. They go through you.
There you go. Okay.
They go through you. Okay. Y'all holler at my man, Mr. Poetic, there, and see if we can seal the deal and get it done. And just also check out how we're going to be doing dropping the new Music Powers That Be to Succeed in the Music Industry book 2013. And I'm also blessed to be featured inside there with some very heavy hitting record executives, producers, from DJ Toon to entertainment attorney Mr. Joel Katz, and of course Mr. Cecil Rocco Jones, Grammy Award winner. And it's going to be a big bang boom 2012, 2013 and beyond. The year ain't over yet. We're still making moves. We're going to keep making them. And again, I just wanted to want us all to come together so we can do it together.
We really appreciate that, Dante. Thank you for wrapping up but before we wrap out, can you give my listening audience one to two tips dealing with, you know, tonight's topic, balancing your priorities, before you
ask? Yes, sir. Tip number one, again, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And if you don't find time to unwind, hey, You might leave before your time. So, that
wow.
is.
Okay, I like your little poetic measures, man. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, man.
All right. Thank you, sir. Claudia, final word.
Yeah.
Final word.
My final word. Word.
Final word is word.
Yeah, my final word is, you know, keep grinding, keep wearing them hats, and like he was saying, yeah, you have to make sure that it makes sense, and gotta have time for yourself and recharge. Otherwise, you won't make it at all. That is very true.
All right. And you want to give us your Twitter, your Facebook?
I have a few Facebooks, but the one...
give me one.
Okay. I'll give you the Claudia Mia. Just go to Facebook and just type in Claudia Mia, and you'll see all of them just kind of like pop in. Claudia Mia Facebook. You'll see my little banners everywhere.
Okay. And you got a Twitter?
I do have a Twitter, and that one is Vita Music. It's a different thing because I'm under Vita Music. It's spelled V as in Victor, I, D as in David, A, M as in Mary, U, Z as in Zebra, I, C as in Charles. Productions.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good, Claudia. You already gave us your tips. And CB, I'm going to come to you real quick, sir.
All right. Yeah, basically, everybody just stay focused, stay dedicated. You know, never give up on your dreams. You know what I'm saying? Don't never let anybody tell you what you can and can't do, you know, because the sky is the limit. And I truly believe that. You know, a lot of people doubted me with things that they thought I couldn't do, and I just feel like where I'm from, Missouri, is the show-me state. You got to show people what you're about, show them what you can do. And that's my outlook on everything. What I'm working on right now is just basically building my artist Cool Cam's fan base, getting videos shot. I'm just trying to get his internet presence up, his online, because I feel like as an independent artist, it's your biggest tool to having a great career right now. And as the industry is today, you have to have that online presence on lock, have an online marketing going, because radio is one thing, but, you know, I feel like if you got the online base, you know what I'm saying, they can go so much further. We working on his mixtape, Kush Coffee and Almonds. That's projected sometime maybe spring, summer next year. And my Twitter is C is in cat, B is in boy, S is in sugar, W is in wagon, AG, 88, CB swag with 1G, 88. That's my Twitter. My Facebook is C Music Militia Bradley, and that's music as MUSICMILITIA, as it sounds like it's spelled like a sound. Sorry, I said that backwards. And Bradley, Bradley. You all can subscribe to my page because I maxed out on friends, but that's my Facebook.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. And you just gave a few of your tips. I want to thank all of you guys for coming to Hip Hop National. Share your thoughts. You're welcome to come back Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, and share any wealth of knowledge you feel that you can contribute to any of our topics. So the purpose of this is to help our unsigned community get a hold to information that can help them go from one level to the next. I started this program because I was passionate, and I've been a dreamer all my life to get into this business of music. So believe me, I have a self-interest in it as well. And I wanted to connect the dots between the music industry, the music artists, and the music listeners. And I wanted to connect with some of the major hitters who can help take just one or two youths to the next level. And then maybe those one or two youths can change hundreds and hundreds and millions of lives through their music. So that's my dream. That's my goal. If you guys are on the quest to do the same thing with me, continue to support us as we go forward in this business of music. And early, just now, CB, you just said the sky's the limit. I truly believe the sky's is the limit because beyond those skies is God. There's a God. And as long as you got the will, he'll show you the way. I had a grandmother, just by the way, and I'm going to tell you guys, I had a grandmother. She didn't have, for 12 years of my life, she didn't have legs, you know, and I saw her get from point A to point B and take care of us as her family members, and she prioritized her time just to stay with us. And I think I my grandma fought for life to kind of get into our heads to let us know that even though I don't have any legs here, I'm not crippled, as one might say. I may be a little handicapped from things that I can't do, but I can do it. There still is a God. I believe Grandma stayed around to show us that I could still wash dishes. I could still fold clothes. I could still mop floors. I could take care of you and cook you guys food. In other words, looking at my grandma with no legs gave me the passion to what I'm and my drive to what I'm doing today. And as long as I got a sane mind, I believe I can. And I believe I will. And that's the vision that I'm gonna stay on until the day that I die. And I encourage all people who's listening to me up under the sound of my voice at this moment is understand that you got your hands and your feet. You are able. Now, your mind may not be organized at times, so that's when you have to take a step back, relax a little bit, and balance and prioritize your time. Set a schedule in place of the things that you need to do so you can get them done. And then if you got a family and you got kids, you got to make sure that you're working in the background as hard as you can. And we're living through hard times. We're living in a state of job layoffs. We're living in poverty in certain areas, and it's not easy. But when it gets like that, you got to know that might just be your test. You have to keep pushing forward. You have to push through the envelope until you make something happen, and do set goals, and do set dreams because they do come true. All you have to do is work at them. Okay, so I wanted to say again, thank you to all of you guys. If you guys got any feedback or comment, well, what I was just saying, you're welcome to do so. You now have the floor. Claudia? Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't have any final words after what I just said, because I'm getting ready to put the lights out here. And I'm thanking God that you guys did come out on your personal time to support us, and we really appreciate the reason why I let you guys do your Twitter and your Facebook is because you did take the time. You did take the time out to step up and give us your time. I really appreciate it, and I don't forget it. I don't take things like that for granted. Okay?
All right. I appreciate the offer of the opportunity.
God bless you all.
Yeah.
Yeah, God
you
bless
too.
You. And if you would, go to Hip Hop National Radio and support our program. I really appreciate you. Thank you. God bless you once more. Good night, everybody.
No problem. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. CoFam, DAMG. I'm the hottest. Let's set this off. Let's go.
Sick of the square beers,
yeah.
No Tina Marie,
nah.
Who messing with me? No one but G-O-T-D. I'm off for the leash, barking at cats who sweet, barking at haters who weak, chalking out lines in the streets. I'm playing for keeps, y'all keep playing to lose. I can't see a leap,
y'all ain't paying your dues.
Goodbye.
Forget the guidelines, homie, I'm breaking the rules.
Yeah.
You rap cats funny, like the Three Stooges.
Goofy.
I criticize you, garbage artists, sound retarded. You a target, but you think your flow the hardest. Stick to what you've been doing, this ain't what you made for. Your fans disappointed, well, you get just what you paid for.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest,
let them know.
Let them know.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest,
let them know.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest,
yeah.
Get your 5%, I burn it up regardless.
Hey.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest,
let them know.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest,
yeah.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest,
yeah.
Get your 5%, I burn it up regardless.
Hey.
Chicago on fire, no backdraft. Pardon my back trick,
yeah.
Cause you just sad. I'm on another level, you can't get past.
Nah.
Murdered you last night, now you morning trash.
Didn't
wanna do it, but you leave me no choice. I am the voice of the voices, from here to Detroit.
Okay.
So open your ears, close your eyes and listen. I'm the pivotal evidence, the game's been missing. You can't label what I do, oh no. Record labels wanna recruit me, so I can teach all y'all how this go. Long as y'all got my go. I'm an investment, my style is majestic,
yeah.
I'm eating my dude, lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
I'm full.
Been waiting too long to hit the game and just wreck it.
Right.
I carry a banger, but the mic is my weapon.
Full.
Don't care what you repping, or your small-time theories. Coleon is an enterprise, I know y'all feel me.
Co-fam.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest,
let them know.
I'm the hottest, but the hottest,
let them know.
Hip-Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip-Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your hip-hop national news from the number one source, Hip-Hop National Magazine.
From the streets to the radio throughout Central Florida, it's your girl, Lady Boss LB, and Lady Mia, Lady Cicelato, bringing you exclusive interviews on various hip-hop artists from the past, present, and future. So keep tuning in to Hip-Hop National Radio for LB and Lady Mia for the real source on hip-hop news, fashion, and upcoming events. Central Florida, we're looking for rappers in the game, or if you're an upcoming artist and want to be heard, hit up the ladies with the latest to set up your interview. Let the nation know what's going on with you and your music. So contact LB and Lady Mia at Hip Hop National, 877-580-8555. That number again is 877-580-8555. HipHopNationalRadio.com. LB, what's that website again? HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Already Gear is the place where your image matters. We handle all promotional needs that you could have in mind. We are so much more than T-shirts. We do business cards, padfolios, pins, and more. In fact, whatever you can put your name on, we do. Give us a call at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180. Tell them HHNR told you to give them a call.
This your boy, Pop Man MC, representing Filavide Films and Record, calling from Los Angeles, California. Be sure to take a peek at our new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire. Link is now up on YouTube, Facebook, /PopManMC, or right here on HipHopNational.com. That's the new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire, Facebook /POWERMANMC.
That's right,
player, we won't stop.
That's right,
we
that's right. Yeah, I keep the grease sagging in my jeans, that's right. New wear fitted, little twisted, that's right. Neck, wrist, and ear full of bling, that's right. I'm still in the street doing my thing, that's right. Lace in the game with my Timbs in there, nice. If you heard them in the club with them thugs, that's right. Keep the tube tucked by the side, that's right. I creep with the grease, that's right. Have a different chick and weed, that's right. Quick to put a cow with the sleeve, that's right. No coming, he's gon' die when he sleeps, that's right. You heard your boy flow getting dope, that's right. You heard him in his own with Toy Capone, that's right. If you heard my name, T, that's right. From the south side, we the C's, homie, that's right. Now you know that's right.
We control the block,
that's right, that's right.
Player, we won't stop,
that's right, that's right.
We was born to ball,
that's right, that's right.
And we blessed to have it all.
They got it on lock like Tupac. Reload and pop till the knee has dropped. Never stop, and you wonder why I'm on top. Don't ask no questions or you might get shot. Cause show no sympathy. Maybe it's just the industry. The pimp of me will always come out when you came to me. Relentlessly, yeah, I'll show you what you need to see. Your destiny, it only relies on your entity. If you survive to see your 23 game banging like a knee, and you will never be anything irrelevant to what you think. You will only sink. Don't blink because you closest to the weakest link. Take some time to think and don't stall. Step those underground here, never sure you fall. Ready to brawl, niggas come in the car. Thinking they hard, knowing that I pull at that car.
We control the block,
that's right, that's right.
Player, we won't stop,
that's right, that's right.
We was born to ball,
that's right, that's right.
And we blessed to have it all.
Like a young LL, smooth as Big Daddy Kane. No, Dougie with my fresh, you need to get with this hero. Summertime, fresh print, hammer put me in a mix. Down painting full like Rock, Kim, and Eric B. Still trying to fight the power like a public enemy. Cause in 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. Respect the KRS, one mic is all I need. Now I shop the classic like shit was from my beat. On the road to riches, on my rap, cool G. Use a pen when I write, empty like paper thin. I'm talking hip-hop, I used to love a common sense. It's all because of you, Slick Rick.
All in the name of hip hop. Put your little dance to your hours with love.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you should have stayed.
Original.
All in the name of hip hop. I
would give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay, we're bringing back the
original. Let's take it back to the essence when the music had a message. Asking why like Jada straight up, cause I got a couple questions. Got no problem with you shining, love to see you grinding. But let's define the difference in a rapper and a rhymer. I'm a writer or an artist, not an image or a gimmick. Remember when we used to keep it real, now we pretending. The industry is not about the music but the money. Ask a youngin' who was GDP, they looking at you funny. What a shame, but the paper coming, so I guess we made it. But the music suffering like people living out in Haiti. And it's crazy since digital, nobody's original. Since stuck in the cellar and everybody's criminal.
All in the name of hip hop. Get your little dance to your hours with love.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you should've stayed.
Original.
All in the name of hip hop.
I'm gonna give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay, we're bringing back the
original.
I'm sorry I ain't been so nice in a while, but things is going hard, so it's hard to crack a smile. Like the certain mood changes, the new dude names. Is it when they try to holler, they gon' wanna tug a chain? I remember when they treated you right. Somebody talk about your favorite rapper, you was ready to fight. The message got lost, the real jumped off. So who's flying this plane, or is it that soft? Cause they don't dance no more, all they do is this. I recall the cross colors and the names on your kit. A page on your hip, Nick, you was the itch. And percolating in the rope out of the tip with the
all in the name of hip. Put your little dance to your hours with love.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you should've stayed.
Original.
All in the name of hip hop.
I would give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay, we're bringing back the
original.
I'm trying to show.